Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Tech Ed Countdown Show. This is episode number 4.
Cuatro.
We have T-minus 18 weeks.
Is it that close?
It is, and Happy New Year to everybody out there, because
yes,
it is now, finally, 2014.
126-ish days, if my math serves me correctly, for counting carry the one.
Yep.
Yeah, 126 odd days, until we are going to be live in Houston.
Which is May 12th through the 15th, and you want to make sure that you get registered now by going to msteched.com. Why do folks want to attend TechEd?
That's a good question.
It's a question I get all the time.
I know, and you know, we were talking to some people in the previous, can I say the previous year? Does that make sense?
Well, sure.
Whenever you're talking to people, people say, hey, why do you want to attend TechEd? And it usually comes down to a couple of things. The first one comes down to access to the experts and the content.
Yep.
Right? The good old breakout sessions. They're your standard staple of what you're going to do to be able to get the technical content you want, custom picked by you for your schedule that runs the week.
So you can go and learn about SQL Server, you can go learn about System Center.
Jump on the
Windows
wild
Server.
Side, learn about some Link if you wanted to, then
sure.
Jump over to SharePoint, come down to virtualization, bing, bang, bing, no matter where, you pick it, you make it, it works.
Absolutely.
We'll have whole dedicated shows just about how to choose content, different filtering techniques, and I have a special selection technique for content building that I'll share with you.
Just don't bring candles again, all right?
The candles work.
Yeah.
It's the aromatic candles that work.
Going far too far. Now, for me, it's TechEd, it's about the networking, and
right.
It's not just networking with your peers, though that is huge, right? Because you've got a lot of people who are working in the industry today and who do all sorts of cool things.
It's not just peers at your business, it's peers in your
right.
industry.
Absolutely.
Right? I was literally walking down the hall in one of the tech eds 2 years ago, and I just walked into an impromptu meetup of all the different higher ed people. Like, it wasn't organized, it
yep.
just was this impromptu thing. People got together and started talking about higher ed, you know? But also being able to network individually, some of the best conversations happen in those hallway side conversations.
Absolutely. Now me, what I do is I sit down and I go look at all of the things that I'm working on, all the projects that I have going on, or any major issues that mm-hmm. I've run across, and I write those down, and then I kind of make a list of the things, the questions that I want answered when I go to TechEd.
Joey's list.
And that could be from the Microsoft experts mm-hmm. that are located there, or also it could be from third-party folks that are
yeah.
there as well. So, you know, if I have a need, hey, look, I need to figure out how to better secure my passwords, or I need to figure out how am I going to move some of this stuff that I have on-premises up into Windows Azure.
Mm-hmm.
Those are questions that I can put together, specific technical questions that I can get answered from the experts right there at TechEd.
Speakers and other attendees and partners, they all end up becoming part of your larger network that you can build out of TechEd.
Now, don't forget, also, hands-on. You can
yes.
do, there's actually two types of hands-on things that you can do. One, you can do the hands-on lab, which is kind of a self-guided thing. So
yep.
you sit down, there's a scenario, you get to go through, click things, break it, fix it, break it again.
And most of those aren't repeats of what you find online. These ones are custom-made just for TechEd that are available only if you go to the event. Possibly available after the event at some point in time. We made the last ones available just recently on the TechNet vLabs.
Mm-hmm.
But those are custom made for TechEd in the May timeframe. So these are like current stuff.
And there's also, this happens to be one of your favorite things.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
we
yeah.
talk about it.
Yeah.
But the instructor-led labs.
I love to mess with the instructor-led labs, guys.
Picture
me walking in and sitting down for a Windows Server 2012 R2 system, and the instructor-led guy looks over and sees me in the green hat. And he's like, no, it's okay. You can go ahead and present. I'm just here to watch. I want to see what you're doing. So the instructor-led ones are very good. Some people like to have some extra hands-on, some guided principles of what's going on. They have proctors that go out and help you out. There are MCTs and MVPs that help out staffing those particular areas. So the instructor-led labs definitely are my personal favorite for the hands-on component.
So make sure you get registered now. Go to msteched.com.
Yep.
Get registered. Start thinking about all the things that you want to do
mm-hmm.
at TechEd. Now, of course, that's during the day. There's tons of stuff to do after, and there is a ton of stuff to do in Houston, as you saw in our last episode. In fact, so much so that
we made another one. And so right after this, we're going to have a special selection of stuff that you can do as a part deux. Sorry, part two. I was speaking French there.
Okay,
so.
You really confused me. I'm like, are we doing a movie sequel or what? So make sure you get registered again. It's May 12th through the 15th in Houston, Texas. Hey, Naz, roll that beautiful footage.
Hey!
Who would have thunk that you could actually ice skate in Houston?
You can ice skate in Houston. In fact, we are at the Galleria, which is the fourth largest mall in the United States. And today,
we are on the largest ice surface inside a mall to be able to skate.
But also at the Galleria, there is a ton of shopping, high-end shopping, whatever you need. You've also got restaurants.
Yes.
The things, steakhouses, you've got fast food, everything else.
And I know there's a bunch of different hotels that are part of the TechEd hotel package that are attached to this. You can actually just walk right down from your hotel room and come right on out and skate.
Now, if you have technology needs, there's also a Microsoft store right here.
Right.
So, what I think we should do today, let's do some more skating.
Yeah.
And then I think we should get our shoes on and take off and show people the rest of what this great city, my former home of Houston, Texas, has to offer.
I think that's a good idea.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Great. Rick, what are you doing?
Zamboni, man.
It's parked. Come on, let's go. Got there, buddy.
This is a little known fact. Well, little known fact for first timers like me to Houston, second timers to me. This is a kolache.
Yes.
And this is a Shipley's glazed donut. This is not one of the places you can get to just by walking. You have to take a cab here, but it is absolutely worth it.
Actually, you can walk to them. There are several in the downtown area. Yes, absolutely. So Shipley's donut. This place, seriously, that literally just came out of the fryer. I cannot believe that your mouth is not completely burning off. Or is it? So apparently Rick is a man of very many words at this moment. This is the best thing ever. Why don't you show him what's inside the kolache? The kolache is great. I love these things. This is kind of a Houston institution. It's basically a big old bun with sausage in it. And this happens to be a spicy one, as Rick would tell you if he wasn't eating or choking, all right?
It's jalapeno.
So come check out Shipley's Donuts. It's one of these things. It's super cheap, super easy to get to, and it's great for breakfast or lunch or dinner. Hey, so now we have a new segment of the show. We're going to call it Expense Account Dining.
Or I like to say, hashtag deal closing location.
So we are at Three Forks Houston, which is Texas.
Only Two Forks.
There's one under my menu.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's a true Texas steakhouse. It is located in the Green Street area, which we've already talked about.
I think you can look all the way down the street and you can see like almost every single thing that we're planning on doing.
Yes, absolutely. So it's within walking distance. And again, it's kind of white tablecloth dining. Mm-hmm. However, business casual, totally good. No man priest. Yeah.
Nice. They did say they would let in linen shorts.
Yes.
We did warn them that there's going to be a large percentage of business casual dressed individuals.
Yes, so it is Houston. So this place is fantastic because as you can see behind us, you can see the wine bottles.
I can personally say 350 plus bottles that I've inspected, half of them.
350 different brands. Actually, there's 2,500 bottles.
It's actually 349 because I dropped one.
Which is why you're no longer allowed in the wine room.
Yeah.
Food-wise, steak, steak.
And more steak.
And more steak.
They have a steak that is a bone-in filet. There's only two of them right now today because it takes about the equivalent of two porterhouses or something like that to be able to make one of these things. Insane.
It's absolutely insane. There's also, for those of you who are looking to close deals while you're here or have a private party, have an event, there are seven different rooms that range in size from 10 people all the way up to 250.
I can personally say there's a real cool one behind the bar at the front. Check that one out.
Absolutely.
I got a shout out. They have mac and cheese, three cheese mac and cheese.
I'm going to one up you.
What?
Six cheese potatoes.
Boom! Insane. Insane.
All right. It's time to eat.
I know. We haven't even looked at the dessert menu yet, but I think we're just going to have a dessert with more steak.
Hey, we're on more adventures.
I think we're just opposite or very close to the Minute Maid Stadium.
Yes, Minute Maid Park. Minute Maid actually on the Park. Other side of Minute Maid Park if you were to look at it from the convention center.
And this is a little place that is, as you can see from the surroundings, very eclectic. And so far, we've only been here 5 minutes. I love everything.
Yep, do we have coffee, like, water, margaritas?
The salsa they make is made by a different person every day, and it's whatever they happen to have in the kitchen to make it in the salsa. This is homemade lemonade, which is actually made up with whatever kind of fresh fruit they happen to have, mangoes, melons, and watermelon and stuff like that right now. And this, my friends, is one of the best margaritas I've ever had.
Wow.
Especially for early in the morning.
Who said it's early in the morning? We're at Irma's, which is a smaller restaurant, opened in 1989, and there's no menu.
Right. We can shoot this right now because we have nothing to look at for the menu. We literally just said, hey, we'd like to have some breakfast. What do you think?
And so they're going to bring us breakfast, what we like. The same thing occurs for lunch. It's a short cab ride or for the mornings. It's walkable if you're in that central area right near the convention center.
Yep.
But very short cab ride, easy to get here. And I'll tell you what, the salsa is awesome. There's coffee, margaritas, lemonade. Try the margaritas, but get the lemonade too.
Right. And Irma's in the back actually cooking right now, along with other team of other individuals and family members, family-run business. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is going to be some of the best Mexican food I think I've ever had.
Absolutely. If you want to do a party here, they have private parties. They've got space for that. They also have full bar, so everything you need, anything you need to kind of get a taste of the Tex-Mex flair, Mexican food in Texas. So we're going to wait until our food comes, and then we'll show you what it looks like. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
I love that movie. Love that movie. We are at House of Blues, and this is the restaurant portion of House of Blues.
Right.
It's right down the street from the convention center. It's a great place to come.
They got really cool food.
Oh.
Good food. Good
you
food.
Want, good you want to try the voodoo shrimp?
Yeah.
Comes with jalapeno cornbread. Oh, mercy. Good stuff, good stuff. And this used to actually be a Bluesmobile.
He wasn't supposed to drink it, actually. He was supposed to save it for a prop for this particular shoot, but he decided to just down it on the way over here, so.
Well, it's not my fault you were taking so long to get ready.
I'm telling you. And again, phenomenal location, amazing art. We're actually standing behind or in front of the Action for the Arts International House of Blues Foundation mural that Mr. Imagination did in 2010. With after-school kids programs.
It's absolutely fantastic. The folk art that they have in this place, the walls hand-painted.
I saw the chair that was used for Pinball Wizard.
Right
there. Right by the door.
It's right over there?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So a cool place to come get. The Bluesmobile is a drink. If you buy the glass, you get the drink. And you get to take the glass back with you, which is why I kind of finished it.
Extremely close to the venue, like stumbling distance, I would say.
Yes,
stumbling distance.
Absolutely.
From most of the hotels and convention center.
Absolutely, right in the middle of downtown. So come by, get a bite to eat, get yourself a Bluesmobile, and I go get an orange whip.
You got
orange whip.
Orange whip.
Orange whip.
Orange whip.
Three orange whips.